I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater's coming offering is Giacomo Puccini's La Rondine, The Swallow. It's a less-known opera by a well-known composer. The original commission called for a comic opera with no spoken dialogue in the style of Der Rosenkavalier, only more entertaining and more organic. Our guest is soprano Megan DeWald, a veteran of roles in operas that range from Stately Handel to wild video pieces by Kolakov. Megan, the description here is a young woman in Paris with fantasy of romantic love finding unexpected troubles. Sounds relatively innocent. But tell us a little bit about Magda. How do we first find her?
We first find Magda at the center of a party in her house, enjoying the night and hosting this fabulous gathering. And she's there with her benefactor, Rambaldo, kind of having, on the surface, a really charmed life.
But then?
But then, you know, she starts to reveal that she's slightly jaded and she longs for something more in life. They're having this conversation about true love in Paris. And, of course, everyone at this party is slightly jaded at that idea. But the wheels are starting in motion in her head.
I'm betting there's a tenor in the wings.
There is a tenor in the wings. Ruggiero, who shockingly enters, you know, right around that time as a guest. And
Surprise, surprise.
And he shows up as a friend of Rambaldo's father, and Magda and Ruggiero really don't interact much in Act 1. But then Act 2 comes along, and quickly it develops into a blossoming romance.
She's the toast of a salon.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda Pisano has been designing some gowns for you. Tell us a little bit about what we'll get to see.
Well, Magda is definitely the most fashion-forward of her entire circle of friends. And her friends are going to be very fashionably dressed, but she's going to be even one step more towards couture, and she's wearing a Fortuny gown, which is it's a non-corseted gown, and it was very fashion-forward.
And this is set actually around the time it was written,
yes,
in the 1910s, early mm-hmm. 1920s, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the same time that we see your character first as the toast of the salon, then she decides to do a little pub crawling.
Exactly, exactly. She decides that she's going to try and recapture the happiest moment of her life, which will involve disguise. And so she kind of makes herself up as a grisette and decides to go back to a place called Bullier, which is a kind of like a beer garden in Paris. And it's the place where she had her first true love encounter. And she tries to recapture that. And shockingly, it happens. A lot of people will call this opera the poor man's Traviata, or like a Traviata light. And the character of Magda is similar to Violetta. But unlike Violetta, who gets kind of browbeaten into her decision by Alfredo's father, there's a thing with Puccini heroines. He makes his women very, very strong. And even though Magda does not die in the end, as happens to so many Puccini heroines, she's just as strong-willed and at sometimes just as self-deluding as Tosca and Madama Butterfly.
We've been talking with Megan DeWald. She's playing the role of Magda, the heroine of La Rondine by Giacomo Puccini. And we've been talking about the way it relates to a number of different operas and yet is very much its own piece. The IU Opera Theater productions conducted by David Efron, stage direction by Vincent Liotta, costumes by Linda Pisano, with the set by Bill Forrester. And it opens on the 26th, plays the 26th and 27th, and then the 5th and 6th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.